And if, correct me if I'm wrong, but it looked like David didn't get many opportunities to pass block. Is he still not where you want him to be with that?
It's just a matter of where it was played. You know, the way the game played out, he just wasn't in that much. So he didn't get a lot of chances to run it or pass it. But again, the other guy was doing very well.
When you watch, you've been watching tapes of the Saints defense, how much does it seem like the defense you practiced against the last few years?
Nothing like the last few years, but exactly like what we saw when you went against Philadelphia. I mean, it's Jim Johnson's defense. I mean, it's the same defense, and Steve was there with him, you know, learned right there, and it's an outstanding concept, and he's got a great command of it. So, and they, you know, as always, everybody kind of goes off a little bit in their own direction, tweaks it a little bit, but it's the same difficult to contend with defense, because it's well designed, it's well thought out, it's they're about 50-50 pressure or dropping back to too high. I mean, it's a well thought out, well conceived approach to defensive football. So it's good. It's a tough one.
When you look at the discrepancy between points and yards in the last game, is some of that just luck, or?
Well, it's where you start. You look at the percentages. Mm-hmm. When you set the drive at 90 yards, you know what we have: 9, 8 yard line, 12 yard line, 15 yard line. You got to be just about perfect to put it in percentages. That's why defense, there's a lot of defensive coaches in the league that, you know, premise their defense on that strategy, you know, that you can't drive without making a mistake. And when you made the penalties that we had, you know, we're driving it. We had it four times the first half. You scored a touchdown or a field goal, missed a field goal, touchdown, and had it and drove it in about 40 seconds, about 60 yards, kick a field goal. So they did a great job. Second half, you started on the 9, 8, and 20, and You drove it a little bit, 8-play drive, 7-play drive, but on 3rd and 3, you didn't convert. And then the 1 3rd and 4 from the 20 is the one that killed us, because that was the only 3-and-out the whole game. But then you got the first down on the other one that would have, you know, the holding call negated that one. So you only had the ball 4 times the second half.
When you're game planning, how much does it alter, or does it alter at all when you're not sure of Hakeem's status?
That's a great question. I mean, you call what you'd like to call, and scheme-wise, and then decide who can play that role, and try to determine if the things that you'd like to do, if Hakeem was healthy, that you would have done, would you continue to do it? But, you know, Hakeem hasn't been healthy all year, so that's been part of our thinking all year long. So it's just a matter of making the adjustments, adapting that we have. And, you know, I think we've done a good job. It was about as good a performance you'll have. You just need to have more production point-wise for what we did last Monday night.